Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City. And our guest right now is author Damon Swade, and he's written a book called Hothead. Hello, Damon. How are you?
Hi, Les. Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
No problem. Damon, it's a romance novel. It's a gay romance novel.
It is.
Give us the plot.
It is about a firefighter who, in the 10 years after 9/11, realizes that he has some very intense, very impossible feelings for his best friend. And it's actually based on a true story. But it's about the way these two men kind of find their way together in the incredibly homophobic environment of the FDNY and Red Hook, Brooklyn, which is not exactly the most tolerant part of the world. So it's really, I always tell people it's a love story about firefighters and amateur porn in New York City post 9/11.
Romance obviously is very hot right now. All you have to do is look around the floor here at Book Expo America. Is gay romance catching on? Is
it
hot?
It's huge. It's huge. Yeah. In fact, a lot of publishers that have only been publishing male-female romance are now kind of exploring menage, multiples, polyamory, and now LGBT romance, which has weirdly become a massive growth genre for heterosexual women. Middle-class heterosexual women are my largest audience base.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a strange pocket. It's the same people that watched Queer as Folk and the same people that made Brokeback Mountain a massive hit across the United States and the world.
What's your favorite thing about writing romance fiction?
I have this belief that what people want out of life is certainty, and the problem is that the one thing you can't have in life is certainty, and the only thing that romance novels do better than anything else is providing certainty. They all end with a happily ever after. So you know on page one that people might die, someone might get mutilated, you might get hit by a bus, but at the end of the book, it will end happily. And so there's something very gratifying in an old school literary way about moving towards a happy ending that's earned. And so it really kind of puts you through your paces. I'm a traditional. I grew up reading Jane Austen and the Brontes, so I really believe that all romance comes out of this urge to tell a story that ends positively, which is hard to do in a world where you're educated and you know that things mostly suck.
So what I'm hearing is basically a good love story sells.
Oh, absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
Anything in the hopper? You going to follow up Hothead?
Actually, yeah, it's funny. I've got the sequels coming out in a few months. It's called Hardhead, and it's a book written for one of the minor characters in the first book, a self-destructive paramedic named Tommy in the first book. So Hardhead is coming out, and then after that, I have a steampunk book called Spring Eternal, which is set during the Gilded Age in New York City. It's a sort of alternate history set in New York City, and then after that, I have an as yet untitled book about country and western music and the rodeo circuit.
Well, that's different.
Yes. Well, you know, listen, I grew up in Texas. I grew up on a ranch, and I've lived in New York for the last 25 years, so I'm kind of city mouse and country mouse. I have both in me a little bit, so it gives me a good feel for a lot of different weird subcultures.
All right. His name is Damon Swade. His book is called Hothead. It is romance fiction, gay romance fiction, and a lot of good luck, Damon.
Fantastic. Thank you, Les. I appreciate it.